4674. Eat in the restaurant and get the order to go. They got a full menu as well, too, if you want something else. Go to Facebook, Curtis Grocery on Toledo Bend.
This is Melissa Vines, family nurse practitioner at Toledo Health, located on Highway 6 near Toledo Town. I want to thank everyone who has entrusted Toledo Health with your healthcare needs over the past year. At Toledo Health, we offer primary and acute care services. We are a full-service healthcare clinic. We offer appointments and walk-ins are always welcome. Call 318-508-5323 for an appointment. Toledo Health, quality care convenient to you.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla@bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning, everybody. I want to talk to you about catching a movie. And if you got kids in the house, this is a great movie for the kids. It's the Looney Tunes movie. It's at Parkway Cinema, along with other great movies. The simplest thing, go to acadianacinema.com and click on the Parkway Cinema and get all the movies you want at great prices, a great atmosphere. I love Parkway Cinema. Stop by and see my friend Mr. Freeman, the folks there, and have a good time. Jack McFarland, state representative, scheduled to be our guest today. I have had things so disorganized this week that it's easy for things to get out of, I guess, normalcy. Originally, Jeff Landry had asked for the time this morning at 7:30 to 8, and then had to change it to next Wednesday. And we had contacted Jack and got him to change with us and contacted him back. Anyway, Jack McFarland was scheduled to be our guest this morning. Haven't got him on yet. Hopefully we'll get him on in the not-too-distant future. Go ahead and alert our stations. We're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to take our first break early, so if we all prepare for that, we'll take our first break early and be back. But I want to tell you about Broadline Services. They are the go-to people for flooring, for countertops, for rebuilding your restroom, for Speed Queen appliances. They can pretty well do anything in the house. Call Tim or Juanita. They're at 318-652-1215. You can also go to broadlines.org. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back. This will be our first break of the morning in a moment. Don't go away.
Moving forward, crime rates are tumbling. Education, our best test scores ever. Governor Landry announced the largest jobs and economic growth project in Louisiana history. 10 plus billion private sector dollars. Now we keep Louisiana moving forward with a yes vote on Amendment 2, March 29th. Amendment 2 permanently lowers the maximum income tax rate. It pays down debt and gives our teachers a permanent salary increase. It keeps the homestead exemption and exemptions for religious organizations. Amendment 2 doubles the senior citizen tax deduction. And Amendment 2 builds on Governor Landry's efforts stopping unneeded spending with a permanent government growth limit. Let's keep Louisiana moving forward by voting yes on Amendment 2. Paid for by Make Louisiana Great Again.
I'm Kaylee Coss, a communications major from Manny, Louisiana, and I'm proud to call Northwestern State University home. NSU is more than just a school, it's a community. From exciting campus events and pep rallies to a vibrant Greek life and cheering on the Demons at Turpin Stadium, there's always something happening. Whether you're hitting the books or making lifelong friends, NSU gives you every opportunity to get involved and make the most of your college experience. Want to know more? Head over to nsu.la/explore and start your journey today. Fork 'em Demons.
Hey guys, this is Jordan from Nichols. Have you heard that our Manny and Leesville locations now carry your favorite high-end jewelry line, Kendra Scott? That's right, Nichols is now a Kendra Scott retailer. Come check out our great selection of jewelry at Nichols and Manny and Leesville. Can't wait to see you.
Broadline Services, located across from Sabine Retirement and Rehab in Manny, has everything you need. If it goes in a house, they have it. From flooring to countertops, open Monday through Friday. From small jobs to large jobs, they can help bring your dreams to life. Go see Tim or Juanita for all your flooring needs, including ceramic tile, porcelain, carpet, or wood floors. They also custom build showers, and remodels are available. No matter what the need, Broadline Services is here to help. 318-652-1215. They're also an authorized Speed Queen dealer.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols has everything for redecorating your home. Stop by a Nichols store close to you today. Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, Manny. Been there over 100 years with great service. Our guest this morning is State Representative Jack McFarland. Jack, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted. How are you today?
I'm good. So I got a question for you. You have a business in the logging industry, and the mill closing at Campy, what is that going to do to the logging industry, if anything?
It's already affecting it significantly. You're going to have extended wait times at other mills. You're going to have an oversupply of wood and chips. It's going to be lower prices for landowners, so it's going to be more difficult to sell pulpwood. Going to affect the parish, specifically Natchitoches Parish, significantly. The loss of revenue for the schools, the taxing bodies such as the police jury, the city, the community of Campy, Clarence, just the local jobs, all the other jobs that we don't think about that are connected to it, from tire stores to fuel stations to convenience stores. It's a snowball effect, and it's far-reaching, and there's no quick fix. I mean, we're meeting with other companies, not that would reopen that plant. International Paper has no interest in selling that plant. They're going to probably dismantle it, but there is no short-term fix, but we are working with other companies to hopefully lure them here and open up some type of wood industry business.
Is there going to be other plants in the, I won't say nearby, but that you can drive to that will take the place of this mill or not?
Well, there are other plants such as Mansfield. International Paper still has a plant in Mansfield. And it will absorb some, but it can't absorb the entire 800,000 tons of wood that was being delivered. In addition to the chips that was being delivered there as well. So it's just going to put a lot of pressure on the other mills that are closed. Royal Martin has an OSB mill in Oakdale. West Rock Paper Mill has a mill in Hodge. It's going to put more pressure on those mills. It's just a far-reaching effect when a mill like this shuts down. Even with no notice, it wouldn't have mattered. You just don't have time to prepare for it.
Did you see this coming?
No, I didn't, Ted. I felt like that mill, I knew it was 50 years old. It needed to have some significant investments in it. But I did not see it closing. I figured either they would have to make a decision at some time in the future. However, International Paper purchased another company, bought out another company, and made a business decision to pool their resources, and they were producing more capacity than what they needed, and Now they will take the resources they would have spent at Campy, and as I appreciate it from my conversations with International Paper, they will use those resources for Mansfield and another mill they have in Bogalusa. So we'll keep those mills here, and that's what we need. We need to put the reinvestments into those mills. So definitely don't need to.
Jack, you're on this committee to cut spending. Well, maybe cutting spending is not a good way of terminology. Making Louisiana more efficient in the way they operate. Where are you at on this meeting? I know you had a kind of some setbacks because I think some of the do-good government people wanted to stop you guys from meeting under the open meeting laws and things. But where are you at right now?
So, Ted, we're still having conversations, even with the setback of being challenged about the open public meetings law. We're still having meetings, just mostly one-on-one, and still working. Look, Governor Landry appointed Steve Orlando as the chairman, or the Caesar is what we call him, of that, and he's still actively working. He's partnered with the Louisiana Legislative Auditor, who has the resources to assist in finding those savings. And so we're still working. Nothing stopped. Did slow us down a little bit, but we're still at it.
Are you looking at any key areas on cuts?
Well, we're going to look at every agency, Ted. We are actively taking a deep dive into every agency regardless.
So as an example, well, Louisiana has the highest number of state employees per capita of about any state in the nation. Is that something you're looking at?
Yes, so we got a challenge there, and it's something that we've been working toward. We have the civil service. And with civil service, you know, the governor just can't come in and say, well, I can eliminate these jobs, we can merge these. It just doesn't work because they're protected by civil service.
How many civil servants retire a year in Louisiana?
I don't know that number, Ted.
Would it be large, you think? I would think it'd probably be thousands.
Well, I do think that through attrition, there will be jobs that will be eliminated, and then if we don't fill them, but it's still at the same time, there are jobs that we think, that we believe, and I believe, that could be consolidated, but you can't consolidate them because those positions are filled. Now, through attrition, but, you know, attrition, even when you have 30,000 state employees, even if you're, I don't think it's 1,000 retiring a year. I think that's a number's a little high.
How many state employees do we have?
We have over 30,000 state employees.
Oh, I thought we had more than that.
No, the number had been reduced to around 26 to 28,000 during the general administration.
Okay.
But under the Edwards administration, that number had grown again. I want to say 33,000.
Okay.
But, you know, even if it's 33, that's a 5 to 7,000 increase in employees. That's a significant amount of payroll. And, look, another problem we had, we still had a lot of people working from home. And I know there are some jobs that you can do and work from home, and then, but you know, the reality is, are we really getting our best bang for our buck with employees working from home? We had too many, unfortunately, too many times the employees were not actually working and doing other things. And so, you know, Governor Landry said, hey, I want everybody back in the office.
One of the things that I've seen on a national level is that everybody somewhere along the line is affected by cuts. And so if you're the person that's affected by cuts, then you're not concerned about the budget. You're concerned about getting your income and whatever. Do you think that's going to be the same situation in Louisiana? We're going to see what's going on in the national government. Is that everything that your committee looks at, you're going to have this group of people that's going to start screaming and yelling and talking about how the world's going to end and do their best to stop it?
Ted, I think that happens at any level, whether state or federal or even in a local level. When we start making reductions or finding efficiencies, is what I like to say, it's going to affect some people. Do I think that there's programs that are out of operating out of control? Absolutely. I think there's some programs that we could do a much better job in. Now, when you start going after those programs, that's dollars that you're going after, and that's going to affect someone. Now, that doesn't mean you have to eliminate the program. That's not the intent. The intent is to make the program more efficient. And, you know, our largest part of our budget is in the Department of Health, and a lot of that is on Medicaid spending. Now, we know also that we have a large population of poor and that are underinsured or uninsured, so we have to balance that. But at the same time, the public doesn't deserve to have their dollars taken advantage of by corporations that, like our managed care organizations. You know, we have to have checks and balances to make sure they're doing the jobs that we're paying them to do to provide that care. And often we find inefficiencies. We find a lot of misspending or not checking back, data not being checked appropriately and correctly. And there should be savings there. And I know there's savings there. Look, it's a host of things that's going to be done as we go through this. There'll be some that you're going to hear about real soon. And there'll be more that you'll hear about in future months.
So will you guys have a report to give to the legislature by the time the session starts?
Yes, there's some things we already started doing. I mean, we've already had the agencies. First we did, if you think about back there in the fall, Ted, we, as a legislature and chairman of appropriations, we started bringing in all the agencies and telling them, show us where you would reduce your budget. Show us where you could find efficiencies within your agency. So we were already doing that, and then once the governor during the tax reform session formed what we call the DOGE, or the Fiscal Responsibility Program, then it just moved that forward. But those efficiencies, for an example, the number of buildings that the state leases. Now, Ted, I'm just one person, but when I get a report that's 120 pages long and I have to sit down and go through it one person by myself, it can be quite time-consuming. So, in my opinion, it takes staff or a team, and I think that's what we're doing a better job of, and I think that's what Steve is working on, is, you know, forming a team to help us as we find these things. Now, when I'm talking about leases, buildings that the state leases that we've discovered that often have empty office space. So why are we continuing to lease them? I mean, these are unfortunately set up during previous administrations, and they have automatic renewals. So we don't even know about them. The building, the lease will be automatically renewed without any of us even knowing about it to have an opportunity to review it. And this has been going on for decades. Well, that's a big deal. I mean, that's tens of millions of dollars. Now, do we need some of the buildings? Obviously, yes. But do we need all of them? What can be consolidated? What are we paying for that you don't have anybody in? I mean, that's just one example. But you've heard me talk multiple times also about the contract. And this goes back to contracts. We, as a legislature, do not get to approve contracts. We get to review them, but we don't get to approve them. Those are all handled by the executive agency, which is the governor, or his agencies, such as Department of Health or DOTD or any of those agencies. And some of those agencies, all those agencies, have the ability to renew leases and to negotiate leases without even approval of the legislature.
I'm excited about the program you're under, but let me tell you my concerns. Jack McFarlane, Chuck Owens, Alan Seabach, Rodney Schammerhorn, I could name another handful of people, are very committed to making meaningful cuts and saving taxpayers' dollars. I'm just not convinced that the remaining Senate and legislature are committed. I'll give you a great example. Something I've talked about for years, it's never going to change, it's never going to happen, is there's not a single bill, to my understanding, that's been introduced to get rid of legal news in newspapers, which cost millions of dollars to local and the state agencies. It just indicates to me that I'm not convinced the remainder of the legislature and the Senate is committed to this, Jack. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all, Ted. I think you're exactly right. I think that often it's difficult to get everyone to concede that when you find efficiencies, like I say, when you start touching dollars, you're affecting someone. So everyone has their own interest, whether it's protecting a program or something or some business or something in their district or something that's influencing their campaign. But I think the challenge is significant. But even when it's just like the newspapers that you're talking about, we require that the legal news has to be publicized. Now, there's been some small steps forward as far as being able to post agendas on the internet on a like a website or not Facebook, but a website for local governments.
But well, it'd be so easy. It'd be so easy for the government, state of Louisiana, to set up a website for that purpose and everybody posts there. I mean, the problem is not being able to post. Post problem is that some of the legislators do not want to balk the press association, and they continue to pay taxpayers money to do that. Jack McFarland's one of the few guys. We need more of them. We're going to talk to Jack more about the session coming up in the minutes we got left. When we come back, don't go away. Stay with us. This is Open Line. Northwestern State University. Want a degree, but you got a full-time job, can't take off and go to class every day, go online. One of the best degree programs in the nation is the Northwestern State University. Online, start your education today.
Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Hello, my name is Dr. LeBlanc from LeBlanc Eye Center in Leesville, Louisiana, across the street from Bird Hospital. Are you tired of choosing which lens is clear, one or two? Are you tired of being rushed into deciding if you're sure or not? Have you experienced this before? At LeBlanc Eye Center, there is no stress, no frustration, just accuracy. Now we have instruments from NASA that will give you a prescription almost perfect before we even ask you any questions. No more 102. Please come see me at LeBlanc Eye Center for a very pleasurable experience at the eye doctor. Please call 337-239-2321.
AGS Auto Glass Specialists, located at 2017 South 5th Street, want to remind you to bring in chipped, cracked, or shattered windshields to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Auto Glass Specialists offer windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, power windows, front window shields, mobile services, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass Specialists, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
United States Senator Bill Cassidy here. Many of you are already planning summer vacations. If you want to travel to another country, you may need a passport. If so, get it now. You don't want to scramble at the last minute. Your first place to go is travel.state.gov. That's a website, has the instructions on how to get a passport for the first time or to renew a passport. If it's delayed, call my office, 225-929-7711. Again, Senator Bill Cassidy here, serving you.
Hey, welcome back. Don't forget, Paul Johnson comes up at 8 o'clock this morning, and Bill Cassidy is with us tomorrow. And if you need to get your eyes checked, you need to call Louisiana Eye and Laser Center. Winfield, Leesville, Natchitoches, Alexandria, 15 locations in all. For an appointment, call 318-487-2020 or go to laeyeandlaser.com. From routine eye exams to the most complicated surgeries. Jack McFarland, State Representative, our guest. And Jack's session is on its way. I guess, first off, what are you introducing? Anything significant? And second, how do you see the session evolving?
So, Ted, I'm working more on the budget this year than I did even last year. Last year was the first year we held government spending below 1%. That's still today. The goal is the governor presented a standstill budget, and our goal is to remain at that. Now, one of the challenges we have, obviously, we have a constitutional amendment that are on the ballot. That's going to affect our budget, specifically if they pass. So with the passage of that, not until March the 29th, it does affect how we have to plan our budget going into the session. So it creates some significant challenges when you're trying to coordinate a nearly $50 billion budget.
Yeah. Do you have a position on those four amendments?
Yes, I'm for the amendments, specifically amendment number two. We've worked hard for years now to reduce personal income taxes. It puts it in the voters' hands. Hey,
yeah.
If you'd like to reduce personal income tax, here's your opportunity. If you want to make the teacher stipends permanent and make that a permanent raise for them, then that's an opportunity. We will be utilizing some of those dollars to pay off long-term debt, use that debt that we were paying on the debt, use that to fund the permanent teacher pay raises, giving our senior citizens a double standard deduction.
Of course,
more money back in their pocket.
The big question is going to be getting people out to vote. That's not a big voting day, getting people out to vote. Okay, I'm running out of time, so I quickly want to change the topics for a second. This time next week, Jeff Landry is with us. What's the two questions I should ask Jeff Landry?
Look, I think insurance is still a big, significant issue. We've made some significant strides on the homeowner side, the property side. We have 10 new companies now writing. I know already there are people telling me that they're seeing reductions in their homeowners insurance premiums. But we still have the auto issue, so I think that's going to be a big topic. I think carbon sequestration, the CCS, is going to be a big issue. It's a big topic of a conversation. You know, that's being pushed down from the federal level. Right now the state has opportunity to control it. That's something we would rather do than have the feds come in here and tell us how to do it.
Do you want to control it or get rid of it?
Well, I don't think you can get rid of it, Ted. It's
okay.
Mandated by the federal government. So the EPA has said that these companies, specifically to sell their products overseas, they have to sequester carbon. And so, I mean, it's being forced on us, whether we want it or not, by not just the federal government, but by international relationships. So that's a very complex issue. I mean, that's a hour-long conversation, Parsh. I think that you're going to continue to see the insurance issue is going, to me, is still a big issue for all of us.
I understand. Hey, Jack, thanks so much for sharing your time with us. Appreciate the job you do for us.
Thank you, Ted.
I miss you more than you.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for Radio Unafraid. It's brought to you by Bowles Welding and Tractor. Need welding done? They take care of it for you. Need a new tractor? They go.